Welcome to She's a 10 times 5.
You got it. That's the big 5-0.
Listen along as we try to figure out our what's next as we venture into this new age of reinvention.
Through relatable topics, real life stories, and inspiring guests, join us on our journey of growth and laughter. Hey, I'm Lori, former Army Airborne Captain, but don't let that fool you. I'm the loose cannon.
And I'm Lisa, a girl's girl who loves sugar, but watch out for that spice.
Let's do this.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to She's a 10 times 5. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lisa.
Well, we are back in Studio 50 today. I'm so excited. You want to know why?
I can't even imagine. Friday?
Yes, Friday for one. If you haven't noticed, we do tape a lot on Fridays. Two, it's because both our guests that we're taping today are going to be in Studio 50. I love when we interview in person.
I do too. It's so much better.
Yeah. It's just the vibe, the energy, everything about it is so much better.
Yeah, I agree.
Before we go into it though, I have to tell you, I visited one of our guests, Dr. Hoppy. I went and saw her as a patient. And she's as amazing in person as she was on our podcast. So if any of you have not listened, check out Dr. Hoppy's episode. It's our season one, and it's episode 13, and it's called Hormones, Moods, and Sex. What the heck?
Did you guys talk about sex?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Did she have Calvin Harris's I Feel So Close to You Right Now playing?
No.
Damn it.
No, she did
Come on,
not.
Dr. Hoppy.
Come on, Dr. Anyway, hopefully we'll have Dr. Hoppy back in studio soon because we had so many great questions and she's got a bunch of new things coming. But anyway, check out that episode. It's one of our most popular ones. So
absolutely.
Okay. Are we ready for today?
We're ready. Let's go.
Okay. Well, today I just can't wait to talk to our guest because, first of all, I've known her forever. One of my oldest kindergarten friends, like you, Lori.
Yeah.
Oldest in not years, oldest in time.
Duration.
Duration. Thank you. but anyway, I have been wanting her to come in for a long time and I'm so excited because today we're going to be talking about something that everyone can relate to, whether you hate to shop, love to shop, or somewhere in between, we all have shopped. And shopping is one of those things that can go good and go bad, whether you're with a girlfriend, whether you're by yourself trying to find that right thing. So let's mix it up today with some retail therapy, right?
I love it because I'm not a shopper. So I'm hoping I'm going to learn stuff today because I get overwhelmed with the whole process. Okay, I'm super excited because today we have a mama friend who we've known since kindergarten, who has already done her shot of Fireball. And we didn't even have to ask her to do that. Krista has such a young and vibrant look and spirit. Some of us moms thought she might be a nanny.
Yes, in kindergarten, we were like, is that the nanny? I don't know. I don't think that's the mom.
That young
She's
bitch.
She's just so young.
She's just too young. Krista is a natural when it comes to sales and connecting with her customers, which is why she's also such an amazing friend. She's definitely a people person. She began her sales career in media with KFMB Radio in San Diego. Hoorah. This is also where she met her husband, who is a kick, John. She has spent a decade working in advertising studio productions as operations manager while also being a stay-at-home mom. In 2017, that seems like a lifetime ago. But
doesn't it? I know.
When we have the teens. I think because we're also focused on the whole 2020 moniker. Mm-hmm. When you get a teen in there, it's like, oh my God, that's a lifetime. In 2017, after full-time mommy days, like many of us, Krista went back to work. She landed at Nordstrom. We all love Nordstrom.
Yes.
As a salesperson stylist and reached pacesetter status. I love that. As a former runner, I want to know what that's all about. In 2020, amidst a pandemic, FYI, pacesetters, oh, here we go, are the top 10% of salespeople whose net sales meet or exceed an annual sales goal for their department. That was a mouthful. Congratulations. You don't become that if you aren't good at what you do. Building trust and relationships with regular clients and establishing herself as a true retail therapist. Welcome, Krista.
Thank you. Yay! Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. And drunk. Just kidding.
Yes. We're in a constant state of inebriation, so that's okay. You're right. You're at home with us.
Okay, good.
Welcome to Studio 50, babe.
Thank you. This is amazing. Aww. I can't believe it. I've heard a lot about it, and now I get to be here.
You get to say you have sat in Studio 50 at our table and mucked it up with us.
I know. Love it's amazing. It. You guys seem like real pros.
Oh.
Like you've been doing this forever.
We just fake it.
We are totally pros. We've only stopped and started, what, five times now already?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll edit that.
I won't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, that's our secret.
No, well, I've been wanting to get you in here because, I mean, like I said, everyone has shopped and had that moment in the dressing room or that thing they needed for a certain event, or they're out with their girlfriends and they're just having a fun day. And we can all relate to all the different things about shopping, and you have seen it all and you have thrived, which is not shocking to me in this new career that
Thank
you started you. After mommyhood. And so we wanted to just get you in here and talk
Thank
about
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of the customers can relate to me because I am their age, and sometimes those salespeople that they hire are, you know, 20, 21. They don't know our issues. They don't know our pains. So I feel like I'm kind of, you know, one of a different breed, actually, as a salesperson there. And people kind of gravitate towards me because I think they see me and they think she can relate.
Absolutely. They can relate because you are, like you said, their age, but you have an approachable spirit. And I think some people go in shopping and people ask them, can I help you? And they instantly, I don't want to be sold. I don't want to be, you know, but you don't give off that kind of spirit and you are just there to help. That's what comes off with you.
And that's funny because I really do feel like that's kind of how I started. I was just like, I remember going in and no one ever could really help me, or, you know, I just never felt like anyone was relating to what I was going through. And so I see somebody and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to find the best pair of jeans for them and they're going to feel good when they walk out of here. So yeah, I do kind of feel like I help people and I like to do that. So I'm not really thinking about the bottom line, which is, you all know, we're on commission, of course, but I don't go into it with thinking like that. I try not to.
Well, I find shopping extremely intimidating, especially a place like Nordstrom's.
Yes.
Like I walk in and, you know, you've got the shoe section and then you go up the escalator and you've got five different sections. And then I feel like I want to buy everything. So when you meet someone that is warm and approachable and you can relate to, and they kind of steer you in the right direction and can be honest with you, it's a magical thing.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, every morning when I work, I go in and I look and see what's new. I try to keep myself really knowledgeable about every product in the store, from shoes to makeup to handbags to jeans to everything, even men's clothing. I try to see what's new and what's happening because I do want to be that person. If you come in, I can be like, well, do your kids need anything? Does your husband need anything? And be able to guide you throughout the whole store, not just my department.
That is smart. That's the way to approach a career, not just, oh, I got to go to work today.
Right.
You're thinking of the whole picture. That's the way to be.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, let's talk fashion trends, shall we?
Can we
dive into that?
They're weird and ugly. To be honest.
Right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the puffy sleeves. Like what? The prairie dresses.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, I don't love a prairie dress, but I do love a puffy sleeve. I love an interesting sleeve. So
yeah,
for me, that's
that.
Exciting.
Yeah, sleeves are cute. But on a girl like me, you know, you can't see me, but I'm 6 feet tall and I'm a bigger girl. And a puffy sleeve, I look like I should be on Troy Pine's linebacker, you know, on the line. They're defending their football team.
No, you don't.
They could use you.
Actually, they could. But we won't talk. That's a different day.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think is influencing like the weird fashion right now? Is it a decade thing? Like, are we revisiting the 90s?
80s, 90s.
80s, yes. 90s. Late 80s.
For sure. Okay. Yes. Late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
Definitely.
See, but in that generation, I think of like Z Cavarucci's with the high. Yeah, I guess
absolutely.
That is what's going on right now, huh?
Look at what the jeans I'm wearing. They're pretty high waisted.
I do. What are those? I like those.
I don't know.
I can tell actually just from the buttons. Let me see.
I want to say Hudson, but.
Oh, those are cute.
Those are cute.
I love a button.
Page.
Page.
Oh,
okay.
Page.
It's a good button fly.
Yeah.
She's wearing a dark button fly. It looks like a skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't bash on those skinnies, girls.
Skinnies are still in, correct?
Well, look. TikTok says they're out, but I can tell you they're totally in the store. They're all over the store. So the manufacturers are still sending skinnies. And what are you going to do when you get to winter and you want to wear a high boot? You're going to put the boot under a straight? You can't. You need that skinny. You're going to put the boot over the skinny. So don't bash a skinny. They still can be styled super cute. And you're going to need them when it comes time for boots.
I 100% agree. I don't wear anything else besides skinnies. And by the way, can we go back to the waisted thing? I really don't like high-waisted. I find it to be very unflattering for me. I don't know. I don't get that trend. What is it about high-waisted other than it's what's in that makes people like it?
Well, the younger girls don't have to worry about what their figure looks like because they're all, you know, most of them are all skinny and they look good and everything. I'm speaking for my 17-year-old daughter. You know, she puts a high-waisted jean on, a little crop top, looks amazing. Our age, it's a little tougher. I mean, for some people, it hides the muffin top. And they like that because it comes up high. But then if you're hiding muffin top in the top of the jeans, that kind of looks funny. So I don't really know. It's really hard. And let me tell you, that's a big challenge that women come in with. They're like, do you have any low-waisted jeans? And we don't.
Do you have mid-waist, mid-rise?
Paige does a mid-rise. It's called the Verdugo.
Okay.
And Rag & Bone does a couple mid-rises and one low-rise.
Which I love Rag & Bone.
Yeah, which is a boyfriend jean. They do a low-rise boyfriend jean. Okay. But that's it, girls. I mean, it's the manufacturers aren't really listening to us.
They're not listening to our age demographic?
They're not. No, because I just feel like there'd be more mid-rise or a couple low pairs out there.
I have heard.
And there's just not.
Yeah, that's true.
So run through the inventory. Like if someone comes in, what are the, like, let's just say the top five fashion trends right now? Okay. Like if they're going to go and...
Definitely a high waist, straight jean.
Straight,
or possibly a flare.
Okay.
That is a definite big trend right now.
What about with other pants? Is it same style, but different fabric or?
You know, there's not a lot of other pants. People, I get asked for pants on a daily basis. I like a wide leg, you know, cute trouser or something. I just don't see many of those. But if there are pants right now, it's mainly like a wide leg trouser. I can think of a couple of Veronica Beard off the top of my head. It's like a wide leg trouser. But other than that, it's a high-waisted straight or a flare. And that is the trend for jeans and pants.
Belt or no belt?
That depends. If you're doing a tuck and you've got like a cute Gucci belt that you want to show off, and you're doing a little front tuck, adorable, but you don't have to do a belt.
Flex the Gucci.
Exactly. I just thought of that. I don't know. Is it the big GG? But...
I never wear belts anymore. Do you wear belts?
I don't think you have to.
I do.
Oh, you do wear. You are a belt wearer.
But I don't have any of the, like, I don't have a GG or a CC.
Come on.
I just
or a big H.
Yeah, I don't have any of those. That's not my thing. But
it elevates an outfit. It's called a third piece, you know.
Yeah, I sometimes do.
It's not necessary.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay. It just depends on what I'm wearing. Yeah.
I hardly do.
Okay, move up the body. Now we're talking tops. What are we looking at?
Tops, definitely. A lot of bright jewel tones are out, like royal blues, a really deep green, and then the puffy sleeves and ruffles.
That's not my thing.
I know.
It looks great. It looks
great. You guys are like such opposites.
No, we are.
We're total opposites.
Yeah, yeah. She's a girl. Like you're
girly girl.
You're girly.
I've got polka dots and ruffles with a little ruffle on my
sleeve.
You're
very feminine, Lisa.
I like a feminine thing.
I know. I'm wearing a white V-neck
t-shirt,
which I must have 7 or 8 of them in my closet. It's my go-to.
What brand?
Because you can always dress it up. I like Vince.
Okay.
I like Splendid because it's good fabric.
Yeah. Have you ever tried?
I just bought a Nordstrom brand.
Yes.
It's great.
It's great, huh?
Is that the N? What's that called?
No, it's actually Nordstrom.
Okay.
It's just Nordstrom brand and it's $19. Mm-hmm. And it comes in like 5 different colors, but the V-neck's a really good V and it's kind of a fitted tee.
It is more fitted.
Yeah.
I get a gray one too.
Yeah, it's not boxy. Yeah.
And what's the weight of the fabric? Is it real thin or medium?
That's not real thin. Like it's not, you wouldn't be worried about it being see-through. Mm-hmm. It's definitely like a medium, a little bit stretchy, but not super tight, but definitely more of a fitted than like a boxy Madewell or something. But All Saints has a great t-shirt.
Okay.
V-neck too.
So as we're heading into fall, because I'm a big sweater wearer because I get cold. We're not going to have frilly, goofy sweaters, are we?
Because of the 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a bunch of frilly, goofy sweaters coming in lately. A lot of colors. There's a really cute one by Mother, which is Baby Alpaca. The Mother brand that does jeans, they do some sportswear. And so we just got a sweater that's all horizontal, different colored stripes, but really pretty colors that go together, but it's, I read what it was made out of, and baby alpaca. I guess it's really warm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, they're not hurt in the process.
No, they're not. They're just sheared, right?
Yeah, they're just sheared.
We need this.
And dresses? Are we?
Dresses right now are, you know, just a lot of, we're seeing a lot of flowered print and prairie long. You know, people come in and they go, Krista, I'm going to Vegas. I want to, I'm just, oh, you might have gone to the wrong place. It's not, I don't know. We just don't have a lot of sexy clothing.
Cocktail or evening going out, no, Saturday night, so much. Friday night clothing.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys know, but the pandemic really screwed the dress industry. There actually is a dress shortage.
There's a shortage in everything. Yeah.
But there really is a dress shortage because we weren't doing any events for so long. No one was doing any weddings or anything. So the dress manufacturers stopped making dresses. And then when they opened everything back up, I mean, things were immediate. People were coming back in. I got a baby shower. I got a wedding shower. I got a wedding to go to. I've got this. I've got that. I was like, oh, I've got two dresses to show you over here. And it was ridiculous. They're like, what's going on? And we're just like, no one, they can't get it started again and make dresses fast enough.
Is that just Nordstrom's or everywhere?
Everywhere. So that's why a lot of people were started to buy online. But let me tell you, the returns, geez, I mean, I must take back 50 dresses from one person, you know, because online shopping is hard.
Oh, yeah, it is. You have to, when
you're doing dresses.
Yeah, it's hard. You got to plan on ordering five for needing one. And then maybe you get lucky with one of those five.
Dresses, jeans and bathing suits. Really hard online.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered a bathing suit online and it came. And you guys know, I mean, if you see my, like, everyone makes fun of me because I'm very conservative with the suit.
The one pieces?
I don't do one piece. I typically do a tankini.
Oh, got it.
But if I'm around my boys or if I'm doing active things, I don't know. I'm just not that, like,
tiny. Well, you don't want everything falling out.
Tiny bikini and a lot of moving parts can go on, right?
It's true.
And
yeah. You're an active girl. I know you're sporty.
I'm a sporty spice, but
I don't want anything falling out.
No, I don't. Not in front of my kids. I already get enough shit from them.
So you ordered one online. What happened?
It was a disaster. So I actually had to go in and we'll get to that part. Okay. But the trying on process, I'd rather go to a OBGYN appointment or the dentist than have to try on bathing suits in front of those mirrors. It's horrifying.
I agree with you, but the funny thing is you're the tiniest person I know. And like, this is just a lesson in we all are hard on ourselves because, I mean, when the tiniest, I always feel like in pictures, I'm like your like big sister because you're so tiny next to me. And I think if you, with your cute little figure, feel that way.
Women are the worst. Heck? I deal with it every day when I go to work. The tiniest, best bodies. They're like, I can't wear this. I'm like, if I had your body, I'd walk around naked.
Yeah.
I really would. I wouldn't even bother with clothes. So I'm just like, are you serious? Are you serious? You don't think you look good in that dress? So we're just really hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
We'll give ourselves a break. Everyone look, you just got to be confident and do it. But
do you think that it's,
but those mirrors and those lights are terrible.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think it's those lights and mirrors and we just can't picture ourselves in that outfit at the event we're going to?
Look, we've talked to the managers at Nordstrom. I said, look, I can sell a lot more clothing. If you make some skinny mirrors and some better lighting in here, I'll sell $5,000 a day. Easy.
Yeah. Well, I was at a spa the other day for my birthday, and whatever they had going on with the lighting, and because I was naked.
Yeah. We're learning so much.
And I'm like, wow, I look fucking good right now. I was like, I almost asked them, like, who...
Yeah.
What is this setup? Because I thought if I had that every day...
Seriously, find out for me. I will go to Nordstrom and talk to the uppers and say, look, I know a way we can... increase sales.
Well, the last thing they want is like headline Nordstrom falsifying their mirrors and like some
totally.
Kind of scandal.
Totally. I looked really good in Nordstrom. I went home. It looked terrible.
Or at least have the option for a filter, right?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Genius?
That's brilliant.
That's a brilliant
idea. Where's the pen?
Yeah. Oh, write that down. You need to. Okay.
Yeah.
A mirror.
Filter.
With filter.
Yeah.
Oh, Lori, that's
know,
your next big
I know.
Thing.
And it
then
is.
I could like add hair.
Yeah, you could add hair and lipstick and I mean little cat ears if you feel naughty.
This is a new business idea, girls.
It is. I know.
We're going to make millions.
Cha-ching. Okay, brands. Talk to me about brands.
Okay. What do you want to know?
What are your favorites? Like, what are your favorite jeans?
That are flattering to women, yeah. That are price pointed well.
Ooh, okay. If we're talking premium denim, you're going to spend $200. Mm. So,
yeah.
You're going to spend $200. You just got to bite. You just got to realize that they will last you forever if you don't dry them.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone knows, but the premium denim, something in it, when you put it in a dryer and you put that high heat on it, I know we want it to like scrunch back up and be tight again. But when you do that, it tears down the premium denim and it will not last. So if you're going to pay over $200 for a pair of jeans, just hang them dry. And then when you're ready to wear them, fluff them up.
Okay.
So don't dry them on that hot heat, but you're going to pay $200. But my top three favorites, number one is the Mother brand, okay. Mother jeans. If you haven't tried them, come see me and I'll put you in a pair. You will be amazed. The way they do their pockets, they slant their pockets in a way that makes your butt look amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, so they've done research on that. And then just the way they elongate the legs. I mean, everyone that tries, I have not had one customer that has not bought, that I've put in those, that has not liked them or bought them. So, and there's tons of different dials and colors. We're like the flagship. Our store is one of the flagship stores for the Mother jeans.
Okay.
Very good.
So Mother.
Okay, Mother.
Second one, Paige. Can't go wrong. Lori's wearing Paige today. You just can't go wrong with them. Look, and they're good for, they're just really good for pulling you in, but they're comfortable.
Yes.
They're so comfortable.
And they feel good. Like they don't feel like, sometimes you can get stiffed in them.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, pliable. What do you want?
Yeah, it's called the Transcend fabric.
Okay.
So they've come up with their own trademarked fabric. And it's literally like wearing sweatpants sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. I have this pair of black skinnies.
Yes.
I've had them forever. I think you sold them to Sean for Christmas quite a few years ago.
Yes.
And I put them on and I feel like I'm like, and I'm supposed to be dressing up to go out. I've worn them so much, they're getting like the threadbare in the inner thigh. Uh-oh. I'm like, no. This can't happen. They're just like butter.
Yeah. Butter. That's perfect.
Butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I like Hudson. Is Hudson still in the game?
Hudson is still in the game. For some reason, our store only sells it online. Oh, AG.
AG, yeah.
AG's been around a long time, too. Yeah.
Really soft as well, and just a really just good pair of jeans.
Okay. My boys love AG.
Yeah, men love AG.
I was just going to say, I know AG more from the man's side. Yeah, Sean likes AG. Yeah.
Men love AG.
Yeah. Okay.
What other brands for like top? Like, know what? I mean, whoever said Vince, I love Vince, but I've discovered Rails.
Oh, I love Rails.
They have cute, amazing tops, and they're not frilly.
No, actually, Rails. So Rails
button
started
down-ish.
Mm-hmm, it was a guy in L.A. He started Rails with a baseball hat. He wanted to just be in the business, and he started with a baseball hat. And he went on the train, the Amtrak train, up and down the state of California, and went to different little boutiques and sold his hat. And it had his little thing, and he named his company Rails because he started off on the rails. And he sold his hat to some boutiques, and they started saying, hey, give us more things. So he started with, he wanted to make the best fitting women's blouse that was like a boy, you know, because women tend to wear their husband's flannels because, you know, there was no one making a cute flannel for women, but they're too big. You know, they're not fitted. So he designed a flannel, and it's called the Hunter. So that's what he started off with, the baseball hat. And then he started with the Hunter and has gone into a full line of clothing now, dresses, sweats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and those button down shirts, but they're fitted in a way that don't look boxy. They still look feminine. And women love them. They're
and
soft.
I like to, you know, sometimes throw a tank underneath them.
Absolutely.
And,
do a little tie in the front. Yeah. Wrap it around your waist.
What are some of the other big brands?
I do like that. So in my department, I'm in the TBD department. All Saints is a real big up-and-comer
for us. I like All Saints. Yeah.
It's a real big up-and-comer for us. They're kind of known for their amazing leather jacket. It's called the Dalby. It's just a sleek, it's real leather. So, it's, you know, for those vegans out there, but it is real leather, but it's just a sleek, beautiful, like motorcycle looking jacket that's not too hardware-y.
Okay, let's go into classic timeless pieces. Like, what should every woman have in their closet?
It's pretty easy. There's about five or six. So I would just say the first one, invest in a good black blazer.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. There's so much you can do with a blazer. Mm-hmm. You can really elevate an outfit. You can wear it casual with tennies, put a V-neck t-shirt underneath it. You put it over a slip dress. You wear it, you know, there's just so many ways to, you can wear it professionally. So many ways to wear a good black blazer. And when I say a good black blazer, I'm talking one that is not a big oversized boyfriend blazer. That's trendy. You know, something that's fitted, that's can go very dressy to very casual, just Veronica Beard does an amazing one.
I have a white one by Veronica Beard. I love her blazers.
And all her blazers have the Dickey insert mm-hmm. zipper. So you can even transform your blazer even more. So Lisa has a white blazer. She can put a black hoodie Dickey, zip it in. Yeah. And that transforms that white blazer into something she can wear literally with sweatpants or joggers.
What the fuck is a dickie? You lost me a blazer, first of all, but then now we're talking dickies, okay?
Dickie is a fancy word for...
We're going to elevate your sportswear.
Yes, thank you. So it's a can little... I wear it with joggers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So right. A dickie is a fake...
It's Lisa, help me.
It's a fake accessory.
It used to be, Dickies were always associated with a collar.
A turtleneck, right?
Yes, that's what most people
and it goes
from,
to here?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
But that has been elevated to like collars. In Veronica Beard's case, what she does is she has all up and down the inside or
of
buttons
every,
or zippers
every blazer.
Of every blazer. You can add a piece. So, for example, I saw this is where I discovered it. My girlfriend had on an adorable light blue linen one, and she had a light gray dicky
hoodie.
That was a hoodie. So it looked like she had a hoodie, and then she put on her blazer over it, and it was a layered look with white jeans and her little tennies.
But she'd be roasting to death if she did that.
Well, yeah, if she had an actual
hoodie,
yeah.
So you better be an Aspen if you.
It was layered. It was smart. It was fun. It was casual with elevation. You know, it looked good, and I was like, "What the hell are you wearing? That is so cute." And she goes, "Oh, it's Veronica Beard, and I love them."
Okay, I'm on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Look her up. That's an amazing, and that's a whole. You could do a whole topic on that brand alone.
Oh yeah,
the two sisters that married the brothers.
Oh, I don't even know their backstory. Oh,
yeah, I won't go into it. But yeah, Veronica Beard, expensive. Yes,
So it is pricey.
It's not like going to Forever 21 and grabbing a blazer. This one's going to be a piece in your closet that is part of your wardrobe that you will have for the rest of your life. It's I think it runs $625 for the black.
For the blazer. For the blazer, and then mm-hmm. each dickie is
$99.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but I mean, there's even the little dickies on the cuffs. You can have like a sweater dickie. I mean, it goes on and on.
That's genius.
It's really it is cute. Genius.
Yeah.
And they're well made. It's very, very
well made.
Okay. And real quickly, Krista, just made it, making a point. Since we're covering this category, I kind of find that it's sometimes hard to make that initial investment on things, but these classic timeless pieces, they're not trendy that they're going to go out. So
exactly.
Making that spend, you can justify it a little bit better.
You know that's not trendy because Nordstrom carries it year round and mm-hmm. keeps getting restocked of the same thing. So you know it's not a trend piece. That's okay. Something that will last forever. And it's just good to have.
That is a big challenge for women because mm-hmm. I always get so frustrated because my husband has all of these immaculate suits and they never will go out of style.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can update them too. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Another good piece to have is like what you're wearing, a good white t-shirt. You just got, you know, whatever you find, you say you like Vince, the Nordstrom makes a great one. Find that t-shirt you love, make sure it's clean looking, and they're usually pretty inexpensive, and just have those on hand.
More than one.
More than one.
They get holes in them and they get kind of grungy.
Why do they get holes right at the belt? That is the weirdest thing.
I know.
They get like these little tiny.
I never have that problem.
Never have that problem?
Well, I don't wear a belt.
No, but right at that waistline.
It's weird.
It's weird.
I see what you're saying. No, I don't have that problem.
It's a lot of women do.
Okay.
Well, they're always like, what's wrong? Why is there this hole here? I said, I don't know. It happens to everybody.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A mystery.
I'm special.
Okay. Moths. No, just kidding. And then, okay. Good pair of white tennies. Let me show you what I'm wearing today. I got these for, these are Dior's.
Oh, those are cute. Ooh.
I got these for my birthday / anniversary because it's one day apart. And they're made by Christian Dior. They look like a Converse.
They're adorable.
They look exactly like a Converse with a fancy lace.
Yes.
You guys, I wear it with everything.
Yeah. I've got a pair of, and I've had it for like 5 years, my Prada.
Mm-hmm.
Super soft leather, white sneaks. And then I just got a pair of, at Nordstrom, at the Valentino, with the cute little black strap with the rock studs on it.
Why didn't you ask me to get those for you?
Nope.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
We're going to talk about the personality types of shoppers, okay. And I'm kryptonite.
Yeah. See, but I'm the perfect person. You just text me, Krista. Get this for me.
Now I will.
Okay. Now she's got it.
I'm giving her a hard time.
But and then on the flip side of that, the flip side of that would be, you know, there's a lot of brands that if you don't want that high price point of a Prada or Christian Dior, that
oh my gosh, a Converse,
you know, a Converse, Steve Madden,
absolutely.
There's a lot of other brands that
absolutely. Yeah. Yes,
I've got Converse too. I probably rock those the most, like when I'm bebopping.
Absolutely. And they're even
made, Adidas, even.
Yeah. Or even Madewell has a cute white sneaker. You don't have to pay these Dior's, you know, they're ridiculous for what they are, but you don't have to pay that. Just a good white sneaker.
Okay. All right. What else?
And then that premium denim. Got to have a couple pairs of those.
And, you want that dark color or what's on trend for color?
Colors span the board.
Okay. I mean, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You just want a good, solid denim. Okay.
Yeah. What about black?
Black is always, each brand always has a black pair.
Yeah.
And gray is really nice. Don't sleep on gray because I have a pair of gray jeans and I wear that thing with everything. I'm always like, what should I wear this shirt with? Oh, it goes with those gray jeans. It's weird. they really go with everything.
Yeah.
You don't think so, but they do.
Okay. Riddle me this because this is a pet peeve of mine and maybe it's because I'm a fashion faux pas person. I do not like ripped jeans.
Okay.
What? Is that still in? All these, like where you could see, like, someone's thigh? No. Like, all their thigh?
They are for our kids.
Okay.
And my daughter wears those kind. I mean,
with the big gaping hole?
Yeah, the big gaping hole. What is that?
That's over in the younger girls section, BP and stuff. They definitely have those. None of the premium denim have those big gaping holes. They do have some that are distressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. But no big gaping holes.
Okay.
Yeah. Who wants to pay $250 for jeans and have them be falling apart?
Yeah.
No.
And then you got to get spray tan because you got your...
Or you make one wrong move, like the bathing suit, and something might be falling out.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Oh, jewelry. What about jewelry? Oh. Is there any must-haves in the jewelry category?
You know, I'm a big fan of just little necklaces.
Like a classic.
Just layer some cute little necklaces. You can find them everywhere. And a good hoop. You know, a good gold hoop or silver, whatever you prefer, gold or silver, prefer. There we go.
Yeah. I call it hoops, handles.
Oh my gosh.
If you know, you know.
No wonder your holes are stretched out.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Kill shot.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. Jeez, I need a drink. That one took me too long.
Oh God. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go into challenges. What do you see when people come in are the biggest challenges they face?
We've kind of talked about it. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then we're too hard on ourselves.
Way too hard on ourselves.
Way too hard on ourselves. And a lot of times I hear, I'll pick things out for people. I'm too old to wear that. I'm a grandma. I'm too old. And I go, well, I don't think they would be making this if they didn't think everyone could be wearing it. I mean, I understand the crop tops and I get that. But there are some things that just try. You may be surprised. You may surprise yourself.
So people tend to get, I know I'm guilty of it myself, boxed into what they think they should be in all the time.
Absolutely.
And just don't want to try anything new because they just make an assumption. It's not going to look good on me.
My favorite customer, someone that comes in is like, I don't know, just pick me out stuff. Just you bring me stuff. I'm like, oh, yes. I start bringing them stuff. If they're open, they will be so happy. They'll surprise themselves. They'll leave there feeling really good. And they discover something about themselves because, like you said, you get kind of in that box.
In a rut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. Like if you're on a shopping spree and you're working with somebody, and I think that should be, I'm going to make a habit of saying, okay, here's the things I picked out. Will you surprise me and bring me something that you think would look? And
salespeople love that. And sometimes
that's a great idea.
You may miss the mark. I mean, I've missed the mark before, but sometimes, I mean, more than most times, people are like, I would have never picked the things you brought for me.
Yeah.
My body can pull that off.
Right.
Well, I think the other thing too, is sometimes we think we're really good at fashion and it looks really good on us. Oh, this looks fabulous on me. But secretly, it really doesn't. So kind of maybe a little... No, you want to go a different direction, right?
Yeah.
We don't always see what other people see.
Oh, right. But okay, but I will say this. If you have a good girl squad, they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my friends are fucking the first ones to see what the hell are you wearing.
Sometimes those are my evil nemesis. I'm like, gosh darn it, she looks good in it. I know, ruin myself. But no, that girlfriends are going to, I try to be like that. I try to be, even with people I don't know, be their kind of their girlfriend because our girlfriends will tell us.
Yeah.
That's not your best look.
Or that color doesn't work.
Mm-mm. You're washed out or whatever. Yeah.
I'm loving this.
I know. It's fun. I know.
Okay. So the other thing is that I was going to ask you is, do you find that fashion has gotten too casual?
Well, definitely.
After the pandemic? Do you find that we're now dressing down too much?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, for a while there, it was just sweatpants and sweatshirts and t-shirts and everyone was working from home, and it seems like things are changing a little bit. It seems like the guys downstairs that work in the men's suiting are starting to be back at the top of the sales list again. So it sounds like people are starting to wear their suits again. I still think we're in the dress shortage because people can't find things to wear to weddings and stuff. Yeah, things are pretty casual.
Yeah.
I can't really think. And when a cute dress does come in or something a little dressier, it is gone in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I agree with you. Yeah. I think things are too, but pandemic messed everything up.
Yeah.
Really did.
Across the board.
It's going to take a while to get back to normal.
You got a good story for us, a retail story. How about the craziest thing you've seen?
Oh, the craziest thing I've seen working at Nordstrom?
Sure. Yeah.
You have to have some batshit crazy people come through.
Oh my gosh, you guys. We have this mannequin molester.
What?
Oh, I'm shit. Sorry, they know who I am?
I thought you looked familiar, Lori. No, he's very tall. He's tall. And this is during the pandemic. He would wear his mask, but he would wear one of those masks that kind of the one that you pull up, So
like the bandito?
Exactly. Sunglasses, a baseball hat, and gloves. And he comes in. And you're a little nervous at first, what's this guy doing? He's up in the, second floor is all women's, so why is he up here? He just walks up to the mannequins and is very gentle and starts rubbing their arms and holding their hands and caressing their cheeks. And then he goes to another one and does the same thing. And everyone, all the salespeople are gathering around and going, what? Do you see the weirdo?
Why is that not on TikTok?
I know, it should be.
Wow.
So this happened the first time. We're like, security, blah, blah, blah. Happened again. Ooh, the mannequin molester's here.
Does he
happened again. Happened again. Finally, I convinced one of my coworkers to ask him, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So she did. She goes, okay, I'll go ask him. And he said, I just love the human form.
So he's kind of artistic.
He's not, obviously not a harmful person. He's just eccentric and has his thing.
Loves the human form. We said, why don't you get your own mannequin and stay at home and rub it?
It's not as fun.
Right. So that's probably the wackiest thing I've seen.
Well, at least he's not pulling down their pants. Or
true.
It could be a lot worse.
It could.
He's just doing his thing.
Yeah.
He's harmless.
Right.
Do you have a really neurotic shopper?
Oh, God.
What?
Daily basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean by neurotic?
Like just quirky or unusual or difficult.
And if you've been there a while, you go, watch out for that one. And he kind of tries to,
Don't waste your time on that asshole.
We all know who the big returners are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't even bother.
The chronic.
Yeah. The chronic ones.
Give us a moment that meant a lot to you as in retail. Because everyone, I think, thinks of it as just so sales driven and that there's not a lot of human, you know what I mean?
Yeah. One off the top of my head was this girl that I didn't even think I made a difference very much, but she wrote this beautiful, I should have brought it. She wrote this beautiful Yelp review about me. And it literally made me tear up. I was like, oh my gosh, I just didn't know I had made that effect. So that was really nice. And then actually yesterday at work, something happened. Oh. And when you asked me about heartfelt, it was really heartfelt. So I was helping a couple people. They were in dressing rooms and I was helping this couple. It was a husband and wife. He's 51. She's just turned 40. She's had two kids, two C-sections, and she's unhappy, of course, with her middle section. And, she wants to lose weight and she's been working on the Peloton. And her husband tells me, I just really want my wife to find a nice pair of jeans that's not from Walmart or Target and something she just feels great in that she can wear around and go to these mom things and just feel like she looks good. He's like, I love my wife so much. And I just want her to feel as good as I think she looks. And aww. I mean, so I was like, oh my God, you're the sweetest thing. So I was like, okay, well, let's find some. So we found like a bunch of them. She went in the dressing room and she was coming out and she was feeling great. She was like, oh, I really like these. And he's like, babe, you look so good. You look like you should be in a music video. I mean, just stuff like, I was just like, this guy is so sweet, you know, and he's, and then like when she would go back to try stuff on, he would tell me, you know, she's so good with the kids. I just love her so much. Like, she just deserves this, you know. Then she'd come out with another pair and she'd be like, well, you know, it was a little bit lower of a rise. And she said, oh, my stomach's, you know, kind of going over. And I said, but you know what? Maybe that's the pair that you don't wear the bodysuit with. Maybe that's the pair because it looks so good on you. Maybe that's the pair that you wear a looser, you know, mm-hmm. t-shirt or with or whatever, mm-hmm. like I'm wearing today or whatever. So she goes back in. And then one of my other customers that was in the dressing room at the same time is finished and needs to check out. So we go to the register and she starts tearing up. And she said, I just want to tell you that I thought you really worked very well with that couple and you really helped that woman feel good. And she said, it just really touched my heart. And I hope she feels great in those jeans. And she was kind of tearing up. She goes, because I know that we all struggle with what she's struggling with. And she goes, I was just in the dressing room thinking that salesperson is really handling that well.
Aww, yay.
And so she was tearing up and then I started, I'm like, oh, and you know, I'm not a small girl. I mean, you know, I'm a bigger girl and I get it. I have two kids and I get it. So I feel for these people. And I just thought it was so nice. Her husband, so she ended up getting three pairs. Aww. And he was so grateful. They got my card and they're like, we're going to come back. And that really touched my heart. So things like that.
That makes a difference. It makes it worthwhile, right?
It does.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Krista, this has been so helpful for me, and I'm sure many others are going to find it just as helpful. Good. But tell us where people can find you if they're in San Diego, and even if they aren't, because you can help people not local, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can help people all over, everywhere, the world. But if you are local, I'm at the University Town Center, UTC Nordstrom. I'm located on the second floor in the TBD department. That's where my little home is. I'm there Monday through Thursday, typically, mostly. That's my schedule, Monday through Thursday, basically store hours. And also for remote, if you can't come in, I can do style boards. I can shop for you and send things to you, free shipping, all that good stuff.
Well, and first of all, if you do go in and you can't recall her name, just look for the tall, beautiful blonde. She's the tallest one in the department.
The old one.
No, no. And then secondly, if you're ever, I tell this to Sean all the time, I'm like, hey, I want this for Christmas. Sean will just reach out and, you know, so for your spouse, you're looking for a gift, Krista is a go-to.
Yeah, I love working with husbands.
Yes.
I always upsell them and get you guys really nice stuff.
All right. And we'll put all her information on our Instagram too as well.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, now we're not done with
you. You're not.
You ready to get put in the hot seat?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's Lowe's lightning round.
Oh my gosh.
I just love this. Those little buttons.
I do like this.
Okay.
I think you need more. I will need
Lowe's lightning round. Here we go.
Okay.
Do you ever lure people in with "that's on sale" when it's really not?
No.
Oh, that would be.
I try to
not
trick
nice.
Her.
I wouldn't. I can't imagine you ever doing that.
See, I'm a salesperson.
I know.
But I'm the thrill of the kill. Oh, that's. You know, I think that's on sale. Okay.
Oh, it's not. Oh shoot. Okay.
Ooh, shoot, yeah. But God, you look great.
All
in
right.
It.
Maybe that's the new tactic I need to.
No.
Learn. No. That's
that
so
one.
Not you.
That's not you.
We kind of talked about this, but I'm going to ask it again. Who are the asshole manufacturers of the mirrors and lightings in dressing rooms?
I'm going to find out.
Yeah. Ding, ding. Okay.
We're going to change that.
We are going to change it.
Filter Let's, mirrors.
We change that, we change the world.
I think so. No more.
Right?
There, yeah.
Okay. Craziest dressing room moment. And I'm hoping it involves sex.
Crazy. Oh, no.
You have, shoot. So you, come on.
I haven't.
There has to be a husband or boyfriend, no. girlfriend.
I've never witnessed it. I'm sure
or
that's happened.
Two salespeople. I don't know.
No.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry. No okay. sex stories. I should just make one up.
Last question. Has anyone asked you, can you work out what's wrong with me? You say you're a retail therapist. If not, I'm coming in next week and yeah, I'm going to ask you that
exactly.
question.
Exactly. No, I've never been asked that, but okay. I've been asked other things.
Okay. Oh. All right. We're going to ask you this. And Lisa, this is her. She's going to ask it.
All right, Krista.
What
does the phrase "she's a 10" mean to you?
Oh, that she's the whole package.
She's the whole package. All right. Are you?
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to end on song.
Yeah, baby. Lisa knows me well.
Okay, mm-hmm. She does. And we were at this concert together.
Yes, we were. Remember that?
Yeah.
At the we all were at this concert.
At
the old sports arena.
Yeah, we at the old sports arena.
Jack Murphy.
And,
Qualcomm.
And yeah. we had the party bus.
Okay, in the spirit of going back to the 80s and 90s and the trends right now, we're going to wrap it up with one of Krista's favorites.
Woo! Woohoo! And this is a classic.
Yes, it is.
Here we go.
All right,
five,
here we go.
Six, seven, eight.
She's got eyes of the bluest skies as if they thought of rain. I hate to look into those eyes and see an ounce of pain. Her hair reminds me of a warm, safe place where as a child I hide and pray for the thunder and the rain to quiet.
Thank you so much.
It
was awesome.
This was so fun.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Love you. Happy weekend, babe.
Yeah, you too. Follow us on Instagram at She's a 10 times 5. Click on the link in our bio to listen. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to hit subscribe.